Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will remain mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 49, and on Wednesday sunny with a high near 72. And in local news for today, the Vernon County Health Department made a correction to an announcement concerning COVID testing in Viroqua. The Wisconsin National Guard has informed the county they will be postponing the free testing day, which was scheduled for Tuesday, September 21st. The next testing site will be held Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and the county has also been approved for testing sites on Tuesday, November 23rd and December 14th. The drive-through sites are held at the Old County Highway Shops, 602 North Main Street in Viroqua. The October 19th testing will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is intended for residents in the western region of Wisconsin, but are available to everyone, even those without symptoms of COVID-19, ages 2 and up. There is no charge for the test. Current Viroqua Mayor Karen Mitchell has announced that she will be seeking the 96th State Assembly seat as a Democratic candidate. The position is currently held by Republican Lauren Oldenburg. Mitchell, who was elected in 2018, defeated long-term Mayor Larry Fanta. She made the announcement speaking at the recently restored historic Fortney Hotel in downtown Viroqua. Mitchell reflected on the responsibilities of being an elected official. Being a representative is about doing what's right for your constituents, even when it isn't easy. Our current legislature too often chooses what's politically convenient instead of what's right for Wisconsin. I'm running to change that, Mitchell said. Mitchell, who works as an organic farm certifier for Midwest Organic Services Association, has had an active role as mayor, overseeing the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, working to form a diversity board to address racial disparity in the city's decision-making policies, and overseeing planning for several building and infrastructure projects, including a new police facility and the new city hall, which is now under construction. The 96th is currently held by Oldenburg, a dairy farmer from rural Viroqua. Oldenburg has authored several bills that have passed the Republican-controlled State Assembly, including AB 91, that creates general permits for hydrologic restoration projects, and AB 220, which is a youth apprenticeship project for public high schools in the state. AB 91 passed the full legislature, and AB 220 is still waiting to be passed. Mitchell is currently the only challenger for the 96th, which has been a Republican-controlled seat for many years. Westby farmer Lee Nierison held the office 13 years from 2005 to 2018 and rose to the chair of the State Agricultural Committee. Oldenburg defeated Democratic challenger Paul Burr in 2018. Presently, Republicans hold a 60-38 majority in the Assembly. The 2022 Wisconsin Fall General Election is scheduled for November 8, 2022, with primaries to be held on February 15, 2022. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.